bring in Joe Fisher.
I never know what I'm going to follow.
On our Ferguson Bath Heating and Kitchen Hotline.
Don't you love doing these spots every morning, Joe?
Everybody's got a talent, I guess.
Joe prepares for games by using, a whole thing of pomade on your hair?
Oh, absolutely. I'm one of those. I just want to be there an hour before I'm supposed to be on the air. You know, I just want to have time to prepare everything and be ready to go. So if I get there, 30 minutes before I'm supposed to be on the air, I'm nervous about it.
So you're not a guy that maybe as you walk into the table to where you're going to do the show that you'll maybe grab a basketball, shoot a three, and it's a good thing if you make it. And you have to stay there till you make it, and then you can go to your seat.
No, I don't have that. The only thing we ever did was you always had to make the last shot, whatever it was.
Right.
But I don't stand out there to fire them from 22 feet, not usually.
Well, Joe, it's going to be a very interesting next three games for the Commodores because they have road games coming up at Georgia and South Carolina. Auburn, of course, in this weekend. But my way of thinking is they need to win at least two of the next three to stop the bleeding.
Well, I think it starts with it's Saturday. Just I don't think you can afford to lose at home and try to make up ground on the road. And you get asked about matchups and all that, and I think Jeff's done a great job at Auburn. But I don't think it makes any difference, who Vanderbilt's playing right now. This game, this week, is about them. This is about them trying to get themselves back to the level they played at earlier in the season, back to making better decisions, back to playing with constant effort, back to playing with, that motivation that they had early on. And really, to be honest, maybe the hardest part, back to playing with the enjoyment they had earlier. It's apparent that this team isn't enjoying playing right now the way they did earlier. Certainly success has a lot to do with that. But, early on in the season in that non-conference schedule when they were putting up 90 points a game and they were on a roll and sharing the basketball and everybody's happy, you could tell it was contagious. Well, right now you can tell there's some pressure on these guys and they're not performing at the level they did, and it's taken some of the fun out of the game. And they've got to find a way to get that back, and hopefully they can do that on Saturday, because you're right, Mark, after that it's two on the road, and a win on the road anywhere would be a big boost for this group.
Joe, what's the deal with A.J. Ogilvy, and how much has his last two performances been affected by illness? You talked about it, Kevin talked about it, that he was sicker than he let on initially. Yep. So is it just, sort of, getting initiated to the SEC? Is it being sick, or is it a little bit of both?
I think it's both, Mark. I think certainly the SEC level of play and the intensity and the physicalness of it has something to do with it. But A.J. was sicker before the game in Gainesville than any of us knew. And, Kevin told me even after the game down in Oxford, he said, A.J., he said, I hate to admit it, he said, I had no idea that he was as sick as he is. And he said, I just thought he was, going through a little bit of a slump here, dealing with this nature of play in the SEC. I had no idea that he was this sick. But if you're around him and you hear him run up and down the court a couple of times, you can hear him breathe. You can hear him struggling to breathe with whatever this problem is he's got.
It's like me in studio.
Well,
and I'm not running.
Well, it's a problem for him, certainly, and that's why he can only really go. And it was very apparent in Oxford. He can only go a minute or a minute and a half at a time before he needed to come back out of the game. So it's certainly a factor. It's got to be a factor not only in just the way he feels, but in the way he plays. He can't be as active for as long. He certainly doesn't jump as well, run as fast, all those things. And, hopefully he feels better on Saturday. He's been able to practice, but not to the level he did earlier in the year. It's just something that's taking time to run its course. And hopefully he gets a little better every day.
Jeff Lebo's an old friend of yours. Yep. He's an old friend of mine. But the Tigers come off a home loss to lowly LSU, which played out of its mind, to be accurate, on Wednesday. But the Tigers have a short bench. Cavortney Barber's still out, and they don't guard you very well. So this looks like a situation where Vanderbilt, in terms of the matchups, have a chance to get well.
Yeah, well, you hope so. Certainly Jeff's got a problem with depth there, and he's been dealing with that all year long. But they've also got enough athletes and enough talent that if they have a good day, they can, they can cause you problems. This is a team that beat Ole Miss. Now, granted, it was at Auburn, but they've played well in some big games, and they've got some talent. So, again, I still think it goes back to what Vanderbilt does. They can't keep up this, although they didn't do it at Ole Miss, they can't keep up that 20 turnover pattern. They've got to be smart, I'll be curious to see if Kevin elects to play this game more in the style of the games earlier, where they kind of got up and down the floor more than at Ole Miss, where it was a much more deliberate offensive set, where they ran more time, made Ole Miss play defense longer. I'll be curious to see which way Kevin goes with that. But, you know, it's a big game, and certainly the depth is probably going to be a factor in this one.
All right, Joe, we'll be listening for you tomorrow.
Look forward to it, guys. Take care.